This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Time, I believe, is probably up or close to it if you're ordering something online and hoping to have it here by Friday. Thursday night, really, right? And as we know, this has been quite the year for online shopping, which means it has also been quite the year for shipping. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on the pandemic shipping desk today.
You know, a lot of people really had high hopes for 2020.
I was hoping that, you know, I would take some time during summer, travel with some friends.
Yes, I was supposed to be in Japan. I had a whole trip to Andalusia planned.
Jesse Ng in Minneapolis, Ken Staffy in Bridgeport, Connecticut, Chris Banks in Houston. You know what they did instead? They shopped online.
Yesterday online, I bought a Dr. Fauci Christmas ornament.
Computer peripherals like keyboards and mice.
Like, I have so many sweaters now, even though I live in Texas and it's usually like 75 degrees in December.
Now, somebody has got to move that Dr. Fauci ornament from A to B. And this means it is a great time to be in the shipping business.
I'm a trucking company, but I'm a very small trucking company because it's just me and my truck.
Chad Boblett is a trucker in Lexington, Kentucky. According to shipping broker DAT, in November, there were 4.5 truckloads needing to be shipped for every truck out there. That is double what it was last year.
It doesn't matter who you are. If you got a truck and you're driving, there's somebody out there that's wanting to give you some money to do it.
And all across the country, that is exactly what's happening.
Yeah, freight rates are experiencing a surge like they have never experienced before right now.
Tim DeNoyer is a senior analyst at ACT Research.
Rates for the truckload spot market are currently up 40 to 50% over a year ago.
Truckload spot market basically just means last minute delivery. And rates have been skyrocketing for months. They've been setting records since July. Part of what is going on here is, well, a ton of businesses just needed to re-up their supplies.
There was a big destocking in inventory at sort of at the beginning of the pandemic. And so there's been this, you know, significant need for restocking at the retail level.
But there's also something more complicated going on. It's not just that we are suddenly buying Dr. Fauci Christmas ornaments. It's that the pandemic has thrown the entire shipping system out of whack. Because despite all the computer keyboards and furniture and God knows what else we are buying for our homes, overall freight is down. Dean Croak is market analyst at DAT.
We haven't had catering. Restaurants, their volumes have eroded away 90%. Colleges, all those sorts of areas that take huge volumes of food have been down.
So some shipping has gone nuts, some shipping is just not happening, and that's messing with the market.
As the pandemic rages and a city goes into lockdown, consumption increases but production decreases. And that means that there's more loads going in and less coming out and more empty miles for trucks, and you get this imbalance.
Shippers have to cover costs for the miles where they carry a lot of stuff and the miles back where maybe they carry nothing. And refrigerated trucks bringing in food aren't right for bringing, say, sweaters. All of this disruption, Croak says, is still driving prices up, which, by the way, is not great for the businesses that need to ship stuff.
Obviously has an impact on the business.
Stu Landesberg is CEO of Grove Collaborative, which sells sustainable home and personal care products like concentrated detergent. It takes less room in trucks, but Landesberg says he's still had to eat the costs of higher shipping.
The price increases are painful, but I think a small cost to pay for the societal benefit of keeping so many folks safe.
But generally speaking, according to ACT Research, the increase in shipping charges is going to be an added strain on a lot of businesses well into 2021. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.